Hello again, everybody. I know it's been a while since we've been here, but with all this with all this Chuck Pratt writing and this stupidity, there hasn't been much positive to say, and Rebecca and I didn't want to come on and just bitch and complain. We just wanted to let you guys know that that's why we've been away. But as you can tell, she's not joining me right now. But as long as I'm on, I'm gonna talk about this stupidity for a few minutes. Let's start with the dance-a-thon. I don't quite understand where this is going. If it were to be integrated into a real fundraiser where viewers could go in and make pledges to feed the children in Africa, I would understand and I would applaud AMC for making an effort to change things, but it's just specifically for ridiculous storyline purposes, and I don't see what the point is, where it's going. I originally heard that the reason they came up with this whole dance-a-thon thing was because the cast of All My Children was told that they had to use the same set for only one set for an extended period of time, so this idea was tossed at them. It makes me angry. It makes me angry. It makes me sad to see the show in such bad shape. I guess the biggest thing for me during this whole crap-a-thon is Annie has finally admitted to Ryan that Emma was the one who killed Stuart. He's pretending to believe her, but is working with Zach to prove that she's using Emma as a shield. I do believe her. I think she is telling the truth. I think she is a good mother. You know, she gets a bad rap. She's done some psycho things here and there, I will admit, but I think deep down inside, she really is a good mother, and she does want what is best for her child, and she realized that this would be a terrifying, horrific ordeal for such a young child to go through, so she's doing what she thinks necessary to save Emma, even if it means sacrificing herself. So I do applaud that. I think that she is very smart to have not fallen for any of Ryan's garbage. He's been trying to get her to confess, and I think she's very smart to not have fallen for his tricks, because they're obvious. Stevie Wonder could see right through them. It's terrible. The other major focus of this dance-a-thon, dance-off thing has been Jesse, Angie, Frankie, Natalia, and Madison. First of all, when it comes to this, I would like to say that it is a crying shame that they're wasting such obviously great talent that Stephanie Gachet has on such a uninspired character like Madison. For those of you who don't know by now, I read some spoilers, and it appears as though, although this could change, knowing the writers of AMC and how quickly they change things on a whim, apparently Madison is gonna have some sort of redemption, and then she's gonna be an unfortunately untimely demise. So don't expect to see her on your show, on our show, much longer. She is, from what I heard, she stayed enough episodes to air through November. After that, she's pretty much done. I don't know if she's gonna be another victim of Chuck Pratt as far as murder goes, or she's gonna commit suicide, or she's gonna leave town, or what. But since it said untimely demise, it's pretty safe to assume that it has something to do with death. So we'll see how that goes. Getting back to the ridiculousness that is the dance-a-thon for a moment, I've noticed that to compensate for the poor writing and execution, the actors and actresses have been overacting, and for certain ones like Donna Williams and Angie, and I'm sorry, I can't think of their real names right now, but for certain ones, it's a shame because they're such amazing talent, and to see them overacting this shitty material is such a disservice to their ability and what they can do. Alright, moving on. I guess next on the list, I'll discuss a little bit about Zach and Kendall and Liza and this whole murder plot as pertains to Kendall. I don't like it. My friend pointed out to me the other day that if you're gonna have someone the acting caliber of Alicia Menchu, why you would have her stuck in a room was beyond the both of us when we were discussing it. We understand that the actress is pregnant and that maybe she can only do certain things, but to have her just on one set for days and possibly weeks at a time is ridiculous. Liza put the moves on Zach a couple of days ago. I have to say that I disgustedly that Zach reciprocated even momentarily for someone who's supposed to have such honor and purity and integrity to stick his tongue down another woman's throat just to get her to shut up is very... It's crazy. You see, I'm having trouble even forming words to describe how disgusting it is. It's insane. I don't get it. Anyone who knows me or who has listened to this podcast on previous episodes knows that I absolutely hate Zach. I've hated Zach from day one. I hate Torsten Kay. I hate him. I think he's a terrible actor, terrible character. I hope he doesn't move to LA. I hope he goes back to One Life to Live, where he is much more talented wife plays Marty Saybrook, and they can be paired together again, and he can be off my screen, because the less I have to see him, the better. Because I hate him. Speaking of LA, the LA move, and departures, it was reported early yesterday that Aiden Turner, who plays Aiden Devane, will not be making the move to LA he will not be one of the ones making the move when AMC moves to LA. Again, I'm ecstatic. I never liked Aiden. I never saw the point of Aiden. Now that his only family is back in Port Charles on General Hospital, he needs to be on my screen. So I'm not exactly broken up about this in any way. What else can we talk about? Let's see. David, Jake, and Amanda. This whole storyline is just weak. Weak. I love the actors involved, but the way it's being written, it's almost like they don't know where they're going. And by they, I mean the writers and producers of the show don't even know where they're going, don't even know what the point of any of it is. It's almost like they're writing out of their ass, and it shows because there's no continuity, there's no resolution to the story, there isn't even a hint of resolution to these stories as the weeks go by. So it's fairly disappointing to watch a show that doesn't move in any way. It's very frustrating. Oof. The last thing I want to talk about, I guess, is really quickly, is Ryan and Erica. I think, like I said on the previous podcast, that this is absolutely disgusting. I can understand friends. I can understand, you know, they've known each other for a long time. They're really close. But let's examine this for a second. Erica is Kendall's mother. Kendall has been engaged to Ryan on several occasions. They were, Kendall and Ryan have been fuck buddies numerous times in the past, and now Erica is going after Ryan? This is just beyond disgusting and ridiculous. My friend who used to watch AMC with me, she's been watching the last couple of days, and she heard about this Erica Ryan thing, and she watched a couple of episodes and was just completely flabbergasted and disgusted and blindsided by the whole turn of events. So I'm glad I'm not the only one that's disgusted by it. Okay, I know I said in the beginning of the episode that we didn't want to come on, Rebecca and I, because we felt like we were doing a lot of complaining and we didn't want to come on and just bitch. And that's what I've done for the last almost 20 minutes, and I apologize, but I wanted to get a new episode up for you guys, and there's a couple of things I needed to get off my chest. So I thank you very much for listening. I honestly don't know when we'll be back. When I'll be back, when Rebecca will be back, when either or both of us will be back, because there's so little to discuss lately, so it depends when things get moving and shaking and what's going on, but it was nice to spend this little bit of time with you, and as always, you can subscribe now via iTunes and leave reviews, because we're officially on iTunes now. Also, if you want to visit my blog, where you can read some more of my children posts and thoughts, along with other topics like Barbra Streisand and things like that, you can go to www.nocathylee, like Regis and Kathy Lee, nocathylee.blogspot.com. I thank you very much for listening, and I hope I didn't rant too much for you guys, and hopefully we'll be back with you sooner rather than later. Peace.